Sagt der Herr Rebisch der Weiter, Masecht ist Temura, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah continues to discuss the halachis of a chattis that was lost, and for that matter, money, like we learned in the last Mishnah, that was separated for a chattis and it was lost. The Baalim, meanwhile, have their kapara with a different chattis, so both the behemah and the money can't be used. The behemah is let to die, the money is thrown into the Yam HaMelech. But that's talking about a case where the chattis was lost and it wasn't found until after the Baalim already had their kapara with the other one. What happens if the chattis is found, however, before the Baalim had their kapara? Zakta Mishnah, once again, Masechtas Tmura, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel, Amafish Mos L'chattas, like this person, designated money for his carbon chattis. He said, okay, this money is for the chattis, v'avdu, the money was lost. V'hifrish Mos Acherim Tachtein, he then designated other money for a different chattis. V'lehispig Likach Behen Chattis, he didn't have a chance to purchase this other chattis, ad shenimtsu Mos Rishinus, until the first money that was lost was found. So now he has, let's say, two piles of money for the purchase of a chattis, but he's only chayiv one chattis. So, yavi me elu u me elu chattis. He should mix the money together and purchase a chattis from the mixed up money. Vashar yiplu nedav. And the extra money that's left over, that should go for the purpose of purchasing oilois nedava shel tzibur. If you set aside money for a chattis and it turns out there's extra money, it goes l'nedava. Vaitra, says the Mishnah. This is the second case. Hamavrish mois l'chatasai. This person set aside money to purchase a carbon chattis. Again, he's chayav a chattis for one of the reasons one would be chayav a chattis. Let's say he woke up in the middle of the night, by mistake, he lit a fire Friday night. Okay, now he's ready to bring his carbon chattis. He set aside money for it. V'avdoi, the money is lost. V'hifrish, then he went and he set aside a regular kasher behema l'chattis for a carbon chattis tachtein, and that would be instead of the behema he was going to buy with the original money. V'loy hispik l'hakriva. He did not have a chance to be makir of this behema at shenimtsu amois, before the money was found. Then he takes a look at the behema and he sees, oi, what happened? Somehow it got a mum. It didn't have the mum when he designated it as a carbon chattis, but now it does. V'arei chattis, the chattis now is a balas mum. The mum came to the behema got this blemish after it was already set to go as a carbon chattis. But right now, it's posel lehakrava. You can't be mark of it. So the din is this chattis that got the mum timacher is to be sold. Okay, so now I have two groups of money here. The first money that originally I set aside to purchase a carbon chattis, and the other money that I got for selling the bal mum. So here too, v'yavi me'elu, me'elu, you mix the money together. Take some money from here and some money from there, and you bring a kosher to karmi chattas, v'hashar, the rest of the money that you don't need, yiplu l'nedava, will also go to purchase oilois nidvas tzibur. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, the third case in our Mishnah. Hamafrish's person sets aside a behema l'chattasi for his chattas, v'avda, the behema is lost. V'hifrish moi, so he sets aside now money to purchase another chattas tachtea, instead of the first behemoth that was lost. V'loi hispik, again, he did not have a chance, likhpen, to purchase with that money the other behemoth chattas, achen in tseis chattasai, until he found the behemoth chattas that was lost. But v'harei he, now I look at that behemoth that I originally set aside, the one that got lost, and I say, right now, uh-oh, balas mum, it got a mum. Didn't have a mum when I first set it as a chattas, but right now it got a mum. It's pasul lahakrava. So the din is timacher, you sell it. Again, he has two groups of money now. The money that he separated to buy a new chattas when the first one was lost, and the money that he has for selling this first chattas, that's a bal mum. Here too we say, yavi me'elu me'elu, he should bring from both monies together, chattas a kosher a chattas, vashar, and the rest of the money, once again, yiplu l'nedava, that goes for oilois nedava shel tzibur. Vaitra zakta helige Mishnah, case number four. Hamafrish, someone separates a behema, a good behema l'chatasi for his chatas. The avda, and it is lost. V'hifrish, he separates another behema acheres. Tachtea, to substitute the first one. the lost one, v'lehisbik lehakriva, he didn't have a chance to be makriv the second one, atchid imtzas, until the first chatas was found, atchid imtzas harashayna. And they look at these two behemoths and they say, oh no, v'reishtein, both of them balei simon, both of them have a blemish. The first one that was lost and the new one that I separated. So yimachru, both are sold. And once again, I now have two groups of money from the two chatois that I sold. And here too, the halacha is, yavi me'elu me'elu chatas, bring from both a carbon chatas. And once again, vasha, what's left over? Yiplu l'nedava. Money that's left over will go for the purchase of oilois. Nedava shel tzibur. In the fifth and last case of our mission, it's very similar to the fourth case. So I don't want you to lose chapping what the difference is. The difference in the fourth and the fifth cases, in this case, both behemois are roi lehakrava. And here we're going to see a machlokes. It's like the Mishnah, the fifth and last case of our Mishnah, Sech Tismura Perik Dalad Mishnah Gimel, a mafresh, this person designates a behema lechatase for his chatas, the avden it's lost. V'efesh acheres tachteh, so gives up in finding the first one, he separates another one, designates another behema. But lehispik lehakriva didn't have a chance to be makriv this other one, Achanim says, until the first chatas, harashayna, the first chatas, was found. So achas me'en, one of them, one of the two behemoths, either the first chatas or the one I designated afterwards, tikrav chatas, ashataka be makriv as a carbon chatas from my kapara. Vashni, what happens to the second behemoth, Thomas? Divrei Rebbe, as I held Rebbe, according to Rebbe, a chatas that was lost during the time that I separated another behemoth in its place, even if it is found before I was actually makrivit, the din is, we just allow it to die. If the Bailam are going to have their kapara with the second chatas, the first one is just, we just allow it to die. The same would be true, the Bailam used the first chatas, so the second chatas that he designated, that's Hileches Lemisa, even though that one was technically never lost. Because once again, this is the sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a behema that was designated for a chatas that was lost, to take over for a chatas that was lost, has a din as if it itself was lost. Again, Rebbe Shita is any behema that was designated in the place of a carbon that was lost has the same din as the lost carbon, as if that too was lost. So just like if he was actually makriv the one that wasn't lost, the second one. The first one goes lemisa. If he decides to use the original one, the second one goes lemisa. Now the Batanura explains, really in the first four cases, it's also the Shita of Rebbe. Because all the cases are based on this Shita, that a chatas, or the money for a chatas that was lost during the time that I separated another chatas, or more money, the din is heleches lemisa. Okay, so the money goes liyam emelech. As soon as the Bailam have their kapara with the other one, this goes lemisa. That's the Shita of Rebbe. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, ein chatas mesa, elishenim tseis me achar shekipru habailim. Again, ein chatas, no lost chatas, mesa is going to die when the Bailam have their kapara, ella only when shenim tsas me achar shekipru habailim. Only if it was found after the Bailam had their kapara. But in this case, the lost chatas was found before the Bailam had their kapara with the other one. And therefore the Chachamim say, it is not hileches lemisa. And for sure, if he was makriv the lost one, we don't say the other one is hileches lemisa. So what do we do with the two behemoths? Well, makriv one of them, and the other one grazes until it gets a mum. Sell it, and purchase with its money oilis nedava shel tzibur. Furthermore, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, ve'ein hamais, we won't say that money that was set aside for a carbon chatas, hoil chos liyam ha-melech, should be thrown into the yam ha-melech. Ella, that's only going to happen when shenimsu, if that money was found, me'achar shekipru ha-bailam, after the Bailam had their kapara. But if the money is found before the kapara, it's not thrown into the Yam HaMelech. Even if the Ba'ilim had their kapara with the chatas that he purchased from different money, what then do I do with the money? Once again, you purchase Oilus Nedava Shel Tzibur. Okay, let's do the chazar on the five cases in our Mishnah. Case number one. Someone set aside money for his chatas. The money was lost. He separated other money instead. Didn't have a chance to purchase a chatas until the first money was found. The lost money was found. Now he has two piles of money. Mix it together. Purchase a chatas from it. If you have extra money, it goes l'nedava. The extra money goes to purchase Eilus Nedava Shel Tzibur. Case number two. Someone set aside money for his carbon chatas. It was lost. He separated a behema. He designated a behema for a chatas. It was a good behema. No mum. He checked it out instead of the money. But he did not have a chance to be makrovit until he found the money. And now he checks out this behema and he says, uh-oh, it got a mum. Didn't have a mum before, but it has one now. It's pasul akrava. So this chatas that has the mum is sold. Now again, he has two groups of money, the original money, which he designated, and the money he got for selling the balmum chatas that he separated afterwards. And here too, the halach is, v'yavi me'elu me'elu chatas, and the rest goes le'nedava. Now, if this was a chatas temima and it was not a balmum, he would be makrivit, and the money would go liyam ha'melach. Because once the balmum had their kapara with a different one, that would be the halacha. Case number three. Someone set aside a behema tamima, a good kosher behema for his chatas. It was lost. Sets aside money to purchase another one. Didn't have a chance to buy that other one until the first chatas, the lost one, was found. But now we look at it and it's a balmum. So he has to sell it. Now he has two groups of money, two piles of money. The money that he separated or designated for the chatas when it was lost, and the money that he gets for selling the first chatas. So here too, the din is yavi me'elu me'elu, from together, from both piles, he brings a kosher chatas, the rest goes l'nedava, for oilas nedava shel tzibur. Case number four. Someone designates a good behema for a chatas, it's lost. Designates another behema. Doesn't get a chance to be makrivit until the first one is found. And now it turns out that both of them became balei mumim. Then as you sell both of them, so again he has two piles of money. And once again the halacha is, yavi me'elu me'elu chatas, akasher chatas, the rest goes l'nedava. Case number five, we had a machlaikis. Someone designates a behemoth for his karmel chatas, it is lost. Separates another one, did not have a chance to be makrivit until the first one is found. And now we have two good chatas. None of them have a mum. Both pass inspection. So, one of them is going to be brought for a chatas. The second one is going to be tamis according to the shita of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a chatas that was lost at the time that I designated another behema instead of it, even if it was found before I was makriv the other one, the din is that it goes lemisa. Once the Ba'ilim have a kapara with another chatas, then the remaining chatas goes lemisa. The same would be true if the Ba'ilim decided to use the original chatas. Once he has a kapara with that chatas, the other chatas that he designated instead of it, that goes lemisa, even though that one was never lost. Because Rebbe holds that a behema that was designated for a chatas that was lost has the same din as the chatas that was lost itself. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no. The lost chatas is not mesa, just because the Ba'ilim had a kapara with another one. As long as it was found before the Ba'ilim had their kapara. If it was found after the Ba'ilim had their kapara with the other one, erech namis mesa. But that's not what happened over here. Here it was found beforehand, before he was makriv the other one. Memel, according to the Chacham, it is not hilachas lemisa. And for sure, if you're makriv the one that was lost, if he decides to use the first one, the other one, the second one that he designated, for sure does not go lemisa. So what do? I makriv one. The other one grazes until it gets a mum. You sell it. You purchase with its money Oilois Nedava Shel Tzibur. And finally, which is, this is technically the last case of the Mishnah, the Chacham would also hold that the money that was separated for a carbon chatos does not go liyam hamelach unless it was found after the kapara, after the Ba'ilim were makriv the other carbon. But as long as it was found beforehand, the money was found before the wemak of the other carbon, it does not go liyam melech. Rather, once again, what do you do with it? You purchase oilis nedava shel tzibur.